it was in place. Most righteous love in the Lord Jesus. We come for you one more time. We know, Lord, that it is by your mercies that you have brought us here to this place and time and existence. I pray, Lord, that you would bless this little gathering with a spirit of love and humility. I ask you, Lord, that you would give us grace to offer up the acceptable sacrifice of praise, whether it be in song or whether it be in prayer or whether it be in preaching. As the old poet said, we need thee every hour. And as we bow here this morning, Lord, I just pray that you would look upon those who are suffering, whether here or abroad. Pray, Lord, that you would comfort as only you can, whether it be in loss of loved ones or whether it be in attending to the infirmities of this flesh. But above all things, I ask you that you would keep us forever mindful that when we have done those things which are our duty to do, that we might say we're altogether unprofitable. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We pray that we would never lose consciousness of that fact. We ask these things along with the forgiveness of our many sins. For your name's honor and glory. Amen.
Amen.
Turn to number 599 in the old school handbook. What is 599? Thank you. G.
H3.
That's it, you?
Yes, yeah, I was fixing to say don't do it in more strict.
Oh, Lord, no. Try that one. Try that one. Let's see here.
I should really date.
I think we can do this. Two verses. Yeah, we can do that. 1-2 chorus, 3-4 chorus. We play musical books from time to time.
5:37.
Let's see here.
Constrained by their Lord.
And when our poor Dear Savior, moment of fear, and pray to our soul in His
arms. I have one.
Our God.
267.
Spirit of God, my King.
Would you bow your head with me? Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we bow one more time in Thy presence. Lord, we pray just now that as we've come this morning, Lord, we just pray and beg that You'd go with us. And Lord, we trust that You've led us on this far. And Lord, we just pray that You would continue on with us. And Lord, that You would help us to sanctify ourselves. Lord, sanctify our minds. Lord, give us a zeal. Well, we would want to separate ourselves from this old world, Lord. And in doing so, Lord, we know that we could lift up the praise that You rightly deserve. Lord, we pray just now for all these requests that have been lifted up here this morning. Lord, there's so many circumstances of Thy people, Lord, that only you know. And Lord, that only You can touch. And Lord, if it be Thy will, You can heal. But Lord, we just pray for Your comfort in each of these circumstances, Lord, that You'd make Your presence known. And Lord, that folks that are facing tribulation, Lord, whatever it may be, Lord, that they may experience a peace like they've never known. And Lord, that they know that You are there and You are near, and You promise us, Lord, that You'll never forsake us. Lord, we pray just now for Brother Bill this morning as he comes to preach Thy word. We just pray that You'd bless him to speak. And bless us to hear, Lord, and we pray these things along with the forgiveness of our sins. In Thy holy name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Just for a few minutes, go to 2 Timothy in the last chapter. I've been reading quite a bit in 1 and 2 Timothy, and I've not went to those first two or those two books of Timothy with this particular thing on my mind every single time, but I've been going there to sort of see what requirements or admonitions, charges, so to speak, that through the Holy Ghost that the Apostle Paul is charging Brother Timothy. But in doing so, it's not just put yourself there. We're not all preachers or evangelists, but the charge, and I've hit on this a little bit in the last few weeks, the charge is it's given to all of us,
yes,
in a sense. So do think about that as we read through this, and I won't be long. Like I said, I'm going to read beginning in chapter 4, verse 1. And it's sort of a common theme we've talked about here quite a bit over the last few years, so to speak. And in reading through this, it caused me to ponder on it again, and it never ceases to amaze me how God's people, how we, are not long-suffering as we should be. Sometimes it's just 180 degrees the other direction. There's not even a hint of long-suffering. It's looking down our noses at folks for whatever reason, whether they be of a different order or whatever. And Scripture is full of instruction not to be that way.
Yes.
And as I read through here, I thought about this also, or that's what I thought about, and especially in our experience, and the experiences that we have are right here. It's not outside of here. It's right here. So this applies to us. But those experiences that we have experienced here over the last several years I'll just use the word, it's what it is. It's a hateful spirit. It's a hateful spirit in and around here, and it ought not be so for God's people. It ought not be so. And again, this scripture here is plain. It doesn't take, if I can understand it, you ain't got to be real smart. But it's simple. This does not have a deep meaning. It's plain. It's plain. The Lord told us that He's not grievous. He's not a burden. His word is not a burden. If it's hard to bear, it's because we've made it hard to bear. It's because we've done it.
Yes.
It's because we've done it. So, again, keep that in mind. And I just want to hit, before I get into reading, again, and this is something that I'm continuing to learn. So some things you wonder, 45 years old, halfway through my life, and you're like, why am I just now picking up on some of this stuff? But anyway, thank the Lord that I am. But and we've been encouraged here by our pastor. When we begin reading the Lord's Word, let's just don't take one chapter, so to speak, and pull it, let alone verses. But let's think about beginning in Chapter 1, verse 1, and sometimes there may be a book before that. And most of the time, the theme is consistent, and it's, I'll say all the time, and it's all the way through. It's not just one chapter at a time, as we've been told. It wasn't wrote that way to start with. But in this letter here, Timothy, or from Paul to Timothy, chapter 3 says, "This know also that in the..." you don't have to, well, you're right there anyway. But chapter 3, verse 1 says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." That's not talking about the returning of Jesus, I don't think. Because if it was, and I don't think that what he says in chapter 4 would be as weighty, so to speak. But the language in chapter 4 says, "I charge thee, therefore..." That's pointing us back to what he said in chapter 3 and even before that. So this, now there is a, there's definite application. If we're not in the last times, whether it be Christ returning, today's time, we're in the last days of something. Whether it be Him coming back to deliver His church, or the end of some type of era. But if you read down through chapter 3, those same things that were going on then, in Paul and Timothy's time, that was going on right then. It's still going on now, and we're seeing it's been manifested, more and more of it. So with those things in mind, again, pay attention to the language with what's going on there and how Paul is admonishing Timothy to be. All right, enough ramble. Let's read verse 1. I'm going to read down through verse 5. Beginning from verse 1, chapter 4, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." Did you hear that? Preach the word. Now this letter was to Timothy, but I've already said it's to Timothy, but don't put this on preachers. I've said it here, and it's been said by more than me. Our life is a sermon, so to speak. It's a testimony. So a lot of times we're preaching, and we may not even know it. "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering." Now, if we go back to chapter 3 and look at all of these sins that are listed here, That's who Timothy is being told to rebuke and exhort. How is he to do it? With long suffering. I'm not read anywhere through the Lord's Word where it says when we rebuke, exhort, or try to help someone along. Never have I ever read that it says go do it with malice. And I don't think you'll find it. I don't think you'll find it. So, you know, it's been said here, we put degrees on things, but sin is sin. And if the Lord moves us to exhort to someone, try to be a help, we better be long-suffering in doing so.
Yes.
And then we better think about, again, that's been said here back in Galatians, we better consider ourselves. Verse number 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Just to touch on that for a second. It says there will come a time when they won't endure sound doctrine. Well, that language tells me at once upon a time they did.
Mm-hmm.
They did. But they fell away, and the Scripture tells us here that they were drawn away by their own lust. And when that happens, then we have itching ears to hear what we want to hear, and that's what we go after.
Yes.
And brothers and sisters, if again, let's think about our own people, the old Baptists, if we haven't witnessed that up close and personal in the last several years, then it doesn't exist. But we all have. But Scripture, and I've been privy to some of the conversations with my own ears. I've heard some of these conversations of men who claim and profess to be servants of our Savior, and they're walking in a ministerial capacity 180 degrees opposite of what the Word of God tells us that we ought to be walking. Verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Watch in all things, endure afflictions. If we're long suffering, we're going to suffer as Christ suffered. If we try, and it's our if it's our prayer, and it's our zeal, don't mean it won't ever be a struggle. But I believe he'll help us to be long suffering. And when we endure these afflictions, and I believe these afflictions he's talking about are those. I know it covers a lot of stuff, but to keep it in context, it's those that are going to start throwing rocks or that have been throwing rocks. You're doing it wrong. It needs to be my way. Those are the afflictions that Paul was telling Timothy.
Yes.
Just get ready.
Yes.
Get ready, but be sound. Be long-suffering.
Yes.
This is my words, but he's telling him just to hang in there. It's going to get rough. It's going to get rough. So let's pray that the Lord would help us endure these afflictions and give us a heart to be long-suffering. And if the Lord would open a door and peradventure put someone in our way that we may be able to help out. I don't care what their past is, brothers and sisters. I don't care where they've come from, what they've been. If the Lord puts them in front of me, I pray for an obedient spirit.
Amen.
Spirit that I'd be long-suffering.
Amen.
And not worry about what's been done. But the Lord help us all. Come on, brother.